The head of Pakistan's intelligence agency arrived in Washington this week with a private message from the country's leaders to the U.S. Stop drone strikes and reduce CIA and special operations forces in Pakistan. American officials see the operations in Pakistan as critical to the war in neighboring Afghanistan, but the relationship between the two countries has been tense. At the same time, the most visible U.S. aid project in Pakistan in recent years is underway. That involves $20 million to bring Sesame Street, yes, the children's television program, to Pakistan. With us in the studio is Pakistani journalist and documentary filmmaker Wajahat, or Waj Khan. You could call him Pakistan's Ted Koppel, maybe younger, maybe CNN's Anderson Cooper. He's a visiting fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We'll get to Sesame Street in a minute, but let's start with the news of today. The Wall Street Journal says that this meeting with the U.S. and Pakistani officials means that intelligence ties between the two countries are now at their lowest level since 9/11. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I'm going to try to look at it as far as people are concerned. I think behind every political problem is a logistical reality, and this is happening. This wasn't happening when 9/11 happened, mind you. Those were the glory days of the Musharraf-Bush combine. Those were the glory days of the massive aid influx which started then. George Bush came to Pakistan. Pictures of him were everywhere on this newly liberated media, playing cricket with teenagers and the national cricket team, hanging out, eating desi food. And all of a sudden, you've seen rabid anti-Americanism on mainstream media and definitely among the rank and file of the Pakistani military, if not the Pakistani political leadership at large. The country's turned around, and I blame this on several things on both sides. Firstly, the drone campaign. Quantifiably, it makes sense. You talk to anybody in uniform, they'll tell you that it makes perfect sense. No casualties as far as America is concerned, or its forces, its men and women in uniform are concerned, because these drones are pilotless. But think about it. There's already three wars brewing in this country, but the fourth war, as far as the Pakistanis are concerned, the drone war is actually America's fourth war. And it's directed against the sovereignty of Pakistan. Now, the thing is, what's interesting is that behind all of this, behind the U-turn, if you want to call it that, of mood, of cooperation, of sympathy for the American cause in the so-called war against terror, the main man there is Ashfaq Pervez Kiani, Pakistan's four-star general, the man who's in power.
The head of the military.
The head of the military, the chief of the army staff, Musharraf's successor. Mm-hmm. And what's important is that he's really turned it around. He is the anti-Musharraf general. Everything which, politically speaking and policy-wise, which Musharraf was doing, from talking to the Indians to dealing with the Americans to allowing drone strikes, all of that is done. This is a new era. This is a very, very different army chief.
So how is this playing out in the media? Would you say then, when you talk about this rabid anti-Americanism, is that well documented in the media in Pakistan right now?
Well, beyond documented, once again, in the early days, in the post 9/11 days when this media was newly deregulated, once again by our teddy bear dictator, one Pervez Musharraf, things were very different. But essentially and eventually, the media played the Brutus to Musharraf Caesar. It was the media which built up enough momentum democratically to support the famous Lawyers March, to support Benazir Bhutto's return to Pakistan. And it was the media which, even though it was born out of Musharraf's goodwill or benevolence, so to say, it was the media which drove him out. But what was also interesting was it was the same media which turned its back, once again due to several reasons, political, logistical, and popular, which turned its back on the U.S. And now the U.S., the big campaign as far as the State Department, et cetera, and the friends in the Pentagon, et cetera, is concerned, is the big challenge is how to turn this media around. And the Americans, always being a little handicapped by having a very security-centric point of view, mm-hmm. seems they're finally learning. There's been a few watershed moments, one off late, the famous Raymond A. Davis affair, the America's Jason Bourne, America's man in Lahore who shot two guys in broad daylight, and then was essentially, even though he had diplomatic immunity according to the law, was still detained by Pakistani authorities. And the big, and I call him the human drone, because he's the part of the American effort the American apparatus on the ground in Pakistan.
The CIA.
Mm-hmm. And he's the human drone in the sense that he's doing the same thing the pilotless drones in the mountains up in the northern part of the country are doing. And he's doing the same thing, and people like him are doing the same thing on the ground in Pakistan. And that's increasingly unpopular.
And would you say that that is a commonly held view of what's happening? Your view that you're expressing right now, is that a popular view?
Well, here's the thing, right? Once again, there's sympathy. There used to be sympathy, once again, even for the drone strikes. It was working out because there was, if not outright, then at least complicit approval of the Pakistani state. But somewhere, somehow, something went wrong. The drone campaign, whether it was the human drones, the CIA guys on the ground, or the pilotless drones up in the air, the drone campaign went solo. America, at least according to Kiani and his generals, America went solo. It stopped taking Pakistan on board. Now, there's several reasons for this. There's the lack of transparent intelligence sharing from Pakistanis. They haven't been forthcoming. And now everybody's to blame.
How do you think this anti-Americanism is going to play out as the U.S. is starting, as USAID is starting with this project to launch Sesame Street throughout Pakistan?
Well, I think they finally realized that since 9/11 till at least a year and a half ago, most of the aid was military aid. It was just going to the generals who were buying their toys. And just so you know, it was going into stuff which I don't think Al-Qaeda had. They were getting anti-submarine missiles, harpoons, for example. I don't think Al-Qaeda has subs. But just so you know, but that's where most of the aid was going. Now, finally, somebody at state has realized that there's the good old use of American soft power is probably the only way out of this. And that's where Big Bird comes in. But once again, a lot of this is, it could be misdirected. There was a fantastic, when the news came out, and came out in one of the mainstream papers in the country, there was this fantastic note that, okay, so $20 million are going to come, and Pakistani kids are going to watch these awesome American characters, but they don't have any electricity. So what are they going to watch? And that was a fatalist reminder of the grim realities in that sorry country right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, Waj Khan is one of Pakistan's leading journalists. He's a visiting fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School this spring. And thanks very much for coming in and talking with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.